Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to a very spiritual programme because we're celebrating the season of Pentecost, the third most important Christian festival behind Christmas and Easter. At Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and the Christian church was born. Jesus died, rose again, appeared to his disciples for a time, then went back up to heaven. But his parting words were, "I will never leave you." He would be with all his disciples in future, but in a new way, not walking beside us with insight, sound and touch, but living inside us as the Holy Spirit. He lives in us, but beyond our five senses. He is the one giving us peace in the middle of life's storms, strength beyond our own strength, courage beyond our own bravery, wisdom beyond our own knowledge. He's the one prompting our conscience and better ideas, morally guiding and inspiring us. Christians believe in one God, but understand him in three different ways: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is a threeness about him, but basically he is one God. Let's not get into all the complexity of the doctrine of the Trinity, three in one and one in three and all that, but suffice it to say that Christians believe that God is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is God, no less. God as Holy Spirit is fascinating, and much has been written and sung about him, so let's find out more right now. And to get us started, here are two songs about the Holy Spirit, both from Saltcoats, first St. Mary's Guitar Group, and then Roger Patterson, the Adelaide College musical director.
Spirit of God, as strong as the wind, gentle as is the dove, give us your joy and give us your peace, show to us Jesus' love.
Soar above the captive life I knew. I'm soaring on the song your spirit brings. Oh Lord of all, you let me see a vision of your majesty. You lift me up, you carry me on your spirit wings. Now when my life confines me, I just look to you, and soon my heart is soaring high above. Troubles look much smaller from your point of view, lifted up on spirit wings of love. Spirit wings, you lift me over all the earthbound things, and like a bird my heart is flying free. I'm soaring on the song your spirit brings. Oh Lord of all, you let me see a vision of your majesty. You lift me up, you carry me on your spirit wings.
We first meet the Holy Spirit right at the very beginning of the Bible, at the second verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, in the account of creation. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. We also read about the Spirit in the book of Job, chapter 33. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Psalm 104 says, "When you send forth your Spirit, they are created." The Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek, and in Hebrew the word Ruach, and in Greek the word Pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, both mean breath or spirit. So the Holy Spirit is God Himself breathing order into chaos and breathing life and breath into what is otherwise lifeless. Here is Jamie Stewart's account of creation in his Glasgow Bible.
It was a long time ago, right enough. Thousands and thousands of years since, there was nothing where the earth is the new. Absolutely nothing at all. Well, now, God says to Hissel one day, "I'll fix a wee bit dod of land down there." So, to start with, He ordered up some light to break out our all the darkness. God then made the skies and the dry land and gathered up all the waters and the seas. He gave them names. And when nae mair ado, two muckle orbs appeared, the sun and the moon, to give light to the earth both day and night. And a wee while later, He made thousands of bright stars to twinkle in the dark of the night. The Maker was fair pleased with it all. "Noo then," He says, "we'll hae ourselves some life about the place." He gied out mair orders for the earth to burst forth with trees and bright wee flowers. He filled all the waters full of fish. He made birds to fly in the skies and sing sweetly among the trees. It was a brilliant world that God was starting off, and He felt sure He was making a good job with it. However, no matter how good it was, the land still lay empty. So God made hundreds of different beasts. Lions and tigers, giraffes and gazelles, grinning hyenas, dogs and frogs, big roaring bulls and huge hippopotami, and thousands of wee creeping critters. God then made folk to look like Hissel, man and woman together. "They'll hae hearts and minds to love me," God says. "I'm going to put them in charge of this hale world to keep it in fine fettle." The Lord beamed with gladness at His work. By this time, it was the seventh day, and the Almighty was due for a wee rest.
Day one, God's work begun. The light and dark he made apart. Day two, still more to do. The sky and sea were made to be. And it was good, just as it should. As our creation, God did more by the power.
God as Holy Spirit not only creates the world, including us, he also recreates the world and us. He resurrects, resuscitates, revives. In Ezekiel chapter 37, there's a strange but wonderful story. God leads the prophet Ezekiel into a valley full of dry bones, meaning that the bodies were long since dead. It's obviously a battlefield, and the corpses litter the ground. However, God tells his prophet to prophesy to the dry bones, and miraculously they come alive again and stand up as a mighty army. At times, we feel like we're a pile of dry bones, much in need of a miracle to revive us. Well, God as Holy Spirit can breathe new life into us, and into organizations, and the church, and he can raise us up as a mighty army in his service. Let Michael Card retell the story in song.
So very dry. The Lord did ask, can these bones live? Might these bones rise once more? What else was I to say but you alone can tell, O Lord? A legion now alive, a resurrected army, a living holy host of a born again. Then prophesy, O Son of Man, cry out to this dead horde, and when they come to life again, they'll know I am the Lord. And as I spoke what I was told, there came a rattling sound. For joy. Mm-hmm. At once they stood upon their feet, a mighty vast army. A legion now alive, a resurrected army, a living holy host of a people born again. Your dead will come alive, their graves will lie abandoned, and all those dwelling in the dust will wake and shout for joy.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we celebrate all the things which God does in his capacity as the Holy Spirit. He creates and he recreates. He also gives gifts of leadership. Pharaoh's tribute to Joseph when he's about to put him in charge of the whole country of Egypt is, "Can we find such a man as this in whom is the Spirit of God?" Joshua is chosen as the successor to Moses precisely because he is a spirit-filled man. God's spirit came upon the judges in ancient Israel, men like Gideon, and raised them up to save the country in perilous days. Ian White takes up the story.
Gideon, Gideon, this is your God calling you. I need you to fight for me in a special way. Gideon, Gideon, I know you don't feel too strong, but I am sending you, and I'll be with you all the way. Gideon, Gideon, why do you always need a sign? Once the fleece was wet and once was dry. Gideon, Gideon, when will you learn to trust in me? When will you learn you can
God as Holy Spirit is particularly connected with prophets and prophesying. Prophets were, and still are, spirit-filled people. God chooses them. God inspires them. He gives them the words to say. God gives them the courage needed to say some harsh truths, especially when it's telling home truths to powerful people. They speak about the Spirit of God coming upon them and taking them over, and they come announcing, "Thus says the Lord." In other words, don't shoot the messenger. These are not my words, but a word from God. Isaiah, for instance, says that in Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Here's Michael Card again. The Holy Spirit of God is also the giver of gifts and talents. For example, he gives King Solomon his amazing wisdom. He gives Daniel courage in the lion's den and Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the fiery furnace. He gives Joseph dreams and the interpretation of dreams. He gives Samson his strength. And he gives David the ability to slay the giant Goliath. Here's Ian White again.
I live in a village called Bethlehem. My brothers are soldiers and they're fighting in the war. But I don't understand what the fighting is for. I don't understand what the fighting is for. I go to see my brothers and I bring them cheese and bread. I see Goliath and I hear the things he said. He's big and mean and ugly, he's a very wicked man. But I'm gonna get him if I can. I'm gonna get him if I can. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, I don't need spears, I don't need armor plate. If the Lord will deliver me, he'll do it anyway. I'd rather use something that I know. I take a little stone and here I go. I take a little stone and here I go. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Oh, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, and I come against you in the name of
it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, Goliath, you can fight me with your spear and with your sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. And everyone who gathers, he will understand. Battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. The battle is the Lord's and it's in our hands. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. I've got the fire of the Lord inside. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside. 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 Fire. Fire.
God as the Holy Spirit helps us in special moments with special gifts and talents. But on the other hand, and more often, he helps us in our everyday life and living. He gives us gifts of craftsmanship, artistry, music, motherhood, teaching, caring for others, standing up and speaking out, inspiration. He gives us gifts of patience, kindness, joy, peace, love. He guides us and reveals things to us. He opens our eyes and ears, our hearts and minds, our imaginations and wills. He changes our life and helps us to grow and mature. He convicts us of our sin and he assures us of our forgiveness. He gives us peace with the world and peace with God himself, peace within ourselves. He shows us that we are all sinners, but he also shows us that we are forgiven and loved. God as the Holy Spirit unites us together with himself and with everyone in a great fellowship, now in the worldwide church and forever in the future in heaven. How can we enjoy all these things? How can we be filled with God's Holy Spirit? Simply by asking him to fill our emptiness, to live in us, to reign in us. That is what the disciples were doing on the day of Pentecost. They were waiting and watching and praying for God's Holy Spirit to come upon them. And he did, sweeping them off their feet, changing them forever. And he's still doing that all day, every day. Just let him. Bye for now, and I leave you with Robin Mark.
From the preacher preaching when the well is dry.